Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The nation of Israel had been disciplined by the Lord for more than 400 years. Final preparations had been made to leave the wilderness and to enter into the promised land. There had to be great anticipation, tinged with some sorrow. They were unquestionably eager to enter the land of Canaan. But they could hardly forget the many thousands of family members, friends, and others who had died in the wilderness as a result of their rebellion against their God. Of the older generation who had left Egypt, only Joshua and Caleb remained. How terrible are the consequences of sin! Everybody suffers when there is sin in the camp. So it came to pass, when all the men of war were consumed and dead from among the people, that the Lord spoke unto me, that is Moses, saying, You are to pass over through Ar, the coast of Moab, this day. Deuteronomy 2:16-18. The journey from the Red Sea through the wilderness to the Jordan River had been fraught with disease, disaffection, hardships, disappointments, and death. No family among the Israelites had been unaffected. On one occasion, God struck down 23,000 Jewish people because of their gross immorality. 1 Corinthians 10:8. But the surviving Jews realized how impossible it would have been for them to survive and to leave the wilderness without the loving protection of God Almighty. They were ready to enter into the land God had promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. As the Jews left the wilderness, they would travel in the vicinity of Ammon. But they were not to harass or to contend with the Ammonites. For I will not give you of the land of the children of Ammon any possession, because I have given it unto the children of Lot for a possession. Deuteronomy 2:19. Ammon, as you no doubt remember, was the son of an incestuous relationship between Lot and one of his daughters. Genesis 19:38. The Ammonites, like the Moabites, were the perennial enemies of God's people. But God forbade the Israelites to meddle with the Ammonites. They were not to take any of the land which God had given the Ammonites for a possession. Did God really care for heathen nations like the Moabites and the Ammonites? There is absolutely no doubt about it. Even though the Moabites and the Ammonites had a very evil history, God was always concerned about all people. He wanted both nations to turn to Him and to follow His law. There is no record of their having done that, but we know of God's loving care for them. We also know that He protected them. The land which belonged to Ammon was accounted a land of giants. Giants dwelt therein in old time, and the Ammonites called them Zamzumims, a people great and many and tall as the Anakims. But the Lord destroyed them before them, and they succeeded them and dwelt in their stead, as He did to the children of Esau which dwelt in Seir, when He destroyed the Horims from before them. And they succeeded them and dwelt in their stead even unto this day. And the Avims which dwelt in Hazarim, even unto Azza, the Caphtorims, which came forth out of Caphtor, destroyed them and dwelt in their stead. Deuteronomy 2:20-23. Most of the names of the tribes and of the cities mentioned are not familiar to us. We are not likely to remember them. But we can learn of God's providing for and protecting nations other than Israel. God is no respecter of persons. Thank you, and may God continue to bless and keep you.